Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, good luck if you're trying to fly out of town. Hundreds of flights are delayed or canceled, and the FAA says it's because of an issue that is happening with a local phone company. Our KRLD Austin York now following the latest developments, joining us live with the details. Hey there, Austin.
Well, Kristen, so far both airports are dealing with this, but this is what we're hearing from DFW right now. They're saying that arrivals are delayed an average of 1 hour and 2 minutes, and that's actually decreasing. Departure delays are averaged about an hour and 30 minutes, and that is increasing. Inbound flight delays are going to be at the origin. Now, where they're taking off from, that is delayed an hour and 8 minutes. So you can imagine it's just a mess. This woman had to deboard her flight at DFW and was asked about everyone's frustration level.
Honestly, I think everyone's okay for the time being because they don't know what's going on. I think if more people knew kind of what they're up against and how long we may have to wait, I think you're going to see a lot more people, like you say, kind of upset.
Yeah, that's right. The FAA says it's all because of a local telephone company equipment issue. That's the reason that you see these major problems. Even air traffic controllers seem to be frustrated.
All you guys are stuck at the gate, so there's not going to be any parking for anyone that comes in here. And I don't have any further information on flight plan to get you guys out.
Yeah, we get that audio from liveatc.net. Right now, the FAA says the big airport's under ground delays, but that's going to mean a lot of waiting around. American Airlines has put out a statement saying they are going to be working with passengers to get any kind of refunds or new flights. Reporting live, Austin York News Radio 1080. KRLD.
Thanks so much.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
And we are checking those delays at the big airport and at Love Field. Love Field not as affected by this because it's only seen 166 delays so far with one flight cancellation, a flight from Dallas to Houston. But it's the big airport that's hit extremely hard right now. 672 delays, but they've seen 215 cancellations. And it's split about down the middle with flights coming in and flights going out. So if you've got a flight in or out of the big airport, you're going to want to check with your carrier to find out how much the delay is or if the flight's been canceled.
Every Texas Longhorns football game, all season long, heard here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Big backups in Denton County along 35E. We're taking a look at that and in Mesquite coming up at 5:08.
It's been a hot work and school week, and that will continue into the weekend. But some changes are ahead by next Tuesday night and Wednesday as fall arrives on Monday. I'll have all the details coming up in Traffic and Weather together on the 8s.
He's 55 feet tall, went up without a hitch. I'm Russell Scott. Big Tex is in place.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Kristen Diaz here with David Rankin. We are broadcasting live from Pickler Universe. We've got Stella Artois in the house giving out free samples there. We got some pizza here as well. So make it a fun Friday and head out here to Pickler Universe off of 35 in Carrollton. Look, we are just a week away from the start of the great State Fair of Texas. And today, they put Big Tex up.
He's 55 feet tall, and Big Tex went up without a hitch. Of course, there was a lot of planning and a lot of prep to get done first.
2 days ago on Wednesday, he had a bath. We got him all cleaned up.
Rusty Mitchell is vice president of operations at the fair. Claudia and Tom Armstrong coming to watch Big Tex go up for the first time.
I was here the year he burned. I sat there and watched him in horror.
But now he's all better.
He's all better.
These women, the first to get their picture taken with Big Tex.
It's pretty special.
Only took a few minutes to get him up, and it won't be long now till we hear him talking.
Welcome to the State Fair of Texas.
At Fair Park, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We are live from the Milestone Plumbing, AC, and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. The Cotton Bowl is also ready for its close-up. Dallas wrapped up a $140 million renovation of the stadium. Park Department's Ryan O'Connor says it's going to be ready for Texas OU or OU Texas. The Cotton Bowl also hosts events for the DISD and concerts and other stuff year-round.
That's a really important point. We obviously love the Texas OU game. It's got a lot of tradition and history. Same thing with the State Fair Classic, Grambling Prairie View. But this stadium is about more than two events, right? It's music, it's festivals, it's soccer matches.
Wider concourses, more bathrooms and concession stands, making it easier to navigate. They've also put in more suites and premium seating. But he says they've made sure to preserve the classic Art Deco design that's been around for 95 years. Keeps the stadium unique and helps it stand out for the World Cup next year.
Newly signed Dallas Cowboys defensive end Jadeveon Clowney practiced with the team this week while facing misdemeanor charges in South Carolina. Police in Rock Hill, Clowney's hometown, arrested him last Friday on counts of trespassing and failure to identify. Officer said Clowney tried to park in a closed lot and was taken into custody after being told he could not leave his vehicle there. The former number one overall draft pick signed with Dallas this week and may make his Cowboy debut in Sunday's game at Chicago.
The Addison Oktoberfest is underway.
Do they have the beer wenches? That are I don't know if that's politically correct to call them that anymore, but
Mary Rosenbleeth is with the town of Addison. We're going to bring her in right now. She's one of the organizers.
Prost, y'all.
Prost.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How many years? This is over 30 years, right?
Yeah, this is 38 for us.
Oh, wow.
So a long time we've been hosting this event.
Is this right now one of the biggest in the U.S.?
One of the biggest and one of the most authentic. Part of the authenticity of it is our timing. Everybody always asks, why Oktoberfest in September? But we actually kick off our event the same weekend as Munich's does. Ours just doesn't go as long as theirs does.
Gotcha. And so how many people show up to this thing each year, and are you expecting even more this year?
We expect over 50,000 people in Addison Circle Park over the next 4 days. We had a great crowd last night for the official keg tapping to get the festivities underway, and we expect a busy weekend.
Anything new this year? Tell us some of the things that are going to be going on.
We've enhanced our Polaner Beer Garden. We put a big TV screen out there, so if you're looking for a place to watch some college and professional football this weekend, we've got you all set up in a perfect spot with your own little beer garden. We are really growing Sunday Hyundai, which is always a favorite. We have a Dachshund Dash that we do every year, but we're adding on a pet parade this year, so everybody that's out there can be part of the fun. We've got a pup hydration station to make sure that your four-legged friends are staying hydrated in the heat. And we're launching a Yappy Hour. So from 3:30 to 6, you can stop over to Java and Hops, and we're going to have a little pup lager, which is really just some beef broth for the fancy pups, and some just fun stuff for all the animals.
I've got to ask you about the Dachshund races. I've actually covered that a couple of times. That is, I'll never forget. That's really something to see. How do they? I mean, people wonder how fast can a Dachshund really run? They can really run.
They can scoot.
Be fun to put a little speedometer on them and really see, because I think it's hard to judge. But we have 100 dogs that'll be competing for the coveted Golden Dachshund Trophy. It's a big deal. We have people come out and they've got t-shirts with their dogs on it, and they go all out. It's one of my favorite parts of the event.
All right, so for the adults here that are drinking the adult beverages, primarily the beer, how many different beers do we have? Do you have any idea, or are there new ones each year? How does it work?
Well, we've got a couple of authentic German beers. In the Munich Festival, there are only 6 beers that are allowed to be served. They were part of the original Oktoberfest. We've got 2 of those, Polaner, who has been a great partner of ours for years. And then we've got Hockershore, which is another German beer. But also, we have to do things with a little Texas flair because we're in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
We've got about 10 different Oktoberfest brews by Texas craft breweries. So you can have a little Texas, you can have a little German, and let us know what you like better.
By the
Tristan
time
really liked that Polaner. He had a thumbs up way in the air.
It is
there.
Good. Tell me this, by Polaner's the time this is all over, how many kegs will have been consumed?
Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh, I don't have that, but I'm sure it's a lot.
Yeah, I would think.
Keep count this year.
Yeah.
Mary, thank you so much. This is a lot of fun. And again, it's Addison Circle Park. It's going on, started last night, but they'll be there today, tomorrow, Sunday. A lot of fun. We look forward to it. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Mary Rosenbleith.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.